Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Leaf Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about the human body as a model for a connected system. We live in society. Social order isn't something that we're really content with, and we'd like to see, can we learn something from this really interconnected system, which is our body? Be with us, Nitza, please. Yeah, the human body is a really inspirational system. It's a model for a system that works in a perfect and wondrous way, where all the systems and mechanisms are interconnected and function in complete partnership, mutuality. So we'd like to learn from our body and see, maybe it can help us build some kind of a new social model, some new social order. And we'd like to look at the human body from this angle in order to see how is it built, what mechanisms does it consist of, and deduce from that. And just for our viewers, to say that the human body consists of systems, each system consists of organs, each organ consists of tissues. Tissues are made up of cells, and the cell is made up of three components: the nucleus that contains the DNA and all those substances that define it. There's the cell liquid and the parts that are responsible for the entries and exits and the cooperation with all the rest. So let's take a look at this wondrous thing called the human body and understand what turns our body into such an interconnected system. And all the questions that I'm going to ask, they're not from the biological aspect of things, but we want to ask from the perspective of the wisdom of Kabbalah that looks at man as a small world from this perspective. So what makes our body a connected system? Our body is actually a connected system because it includes, as you said, many parts that are in different levels of connection and that all in all have one goal: to give this body, this system, an existence of its own in order to bring it to the goal. For it to exist for some time corporeally. In order to allow the man part that exists in the body. There is man and there is the body. And man exists inside the body. Of course, for man to be able to use this body to bring himself to an exalted higher degree of existence. Okay, so this is very interesting. There's man that exists inside the physical or biological body, and it's like two layers that the purpose of the external corporeal body is to bring the man inside of it to a developmental level of connection with the rest of, with all of reality. As a biological body, we're on the animate level. We're like animals. And in that, our body is no different than any other animal. We're very similar. We can even use different parts from other living bodies. Even though that still, we're not that simple in terms of our tissues and our different parts that we can easily replace our organs and different parts and so on. But still, it's on the animate level, on the animal degree. And there's no difference between man and any other animal in this respect. Previously, you mentioned that our body consists of many parts that are in different levels of connection. They're connected between them on different levels. Of course, systems, the lymphatic system, the nervous system, and so on and so forth. All in all, from all of these systems and all the components that make up all of these systems, what I get is a connected system. Right. What is the central characteristic? What is the main condition for such a system to be or stay connected and not fall apart? Balance, meaning what? That there is a special formula by which these systems can connect with each other, that each and every system works in a correctly connected way with the other systems in order to bring the body to its exalted role. And what is that special formula? It exists inside the body. That these systems, that each and every system, like I said, blood, lymphatic system, and so on and so forth, each and every system functions in and of itself, and also in connection with the other systems. And there are many such subsystems. The brain functions and oversees everything. The brain itself gets orders from something that's superior to it. We only know that it receives these orders, but how does it receive and where from? This we don't know. And there are many researches about this, and I'm talking from the side of science, not from the side of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And so what follows is that here we're in a state where our body is a wonder. It's really the greatest wonder of nature. And we don't know it. In this regard, with regard to our body, we're very primitive. We can't understand or digest who we are at all. How do we exist? For what purpose? When I look at man, I see that before me there is some kind of a, let's say, wondrous machine that is developing beyond any expectations, and man himself doesn't know who he is. Meaning, we understand and acknowledge much less in terms of our thought and everything, much less than our body. Meaning the body functions in a much more smarter, more exalted way with all of its wondrous things. And we, like a monkey, for example, or some other animal, horse, doesn't matter, that have a body that's really wondrous, and they themselves, they don't know about it. They simply exist inside of it. With us, it's even more. Because in us, it's on the mental, on the psychological level. We don't know who we are at all. And this is still ahead. Between the different parts and systems and organs, there are different levels of connection, different kinds of connection. If I want to characterize, what do I find there between the different components? Balance. Okay, you said balance, and I want to ask about a few more details to see if I'm characterizing it correctly. Between the different components that make up this system, is there competition between them? Is there cooperation, other kinds of connections? What is there? No, it's a machine which works entirely in order to bestow between all of its parts in order to bring the body to balance. Again, please. All the systems, all the parts, all the joints, doesn't matter how you call it, they're all under one formula, which is to allow the body its optimum existence. Is there competition between the different components in the system? Never. To the contrary, support. That if some part of the system, it could be the skeleton, it could be anything, feels some kind of weakness, immediately the entire body knows about it and comes to its aid. So there's support here. There's a special quality to keep itself in the best possible way in every given moment. So the support and the cooperation, you can say that these are kinds of principles. It's a general formula that sustains the body. Okay, besides the support, I'm trying to characterize the different kinds of relationships between the organs. If we're talking about the animate level in the body, then the main thing is to sustain itself in the best possible way on the animate level. And if we're talking on the human level, this depends on our choice already. So we're still looking at the animate, animal body, even though that it's the human body, but there's no difference. Okay, like we said, that the body consists of different levels. There are systems, in each system there are organs, in each organ there's tissues, and in its cells. If I take a relatively lower level of a cell in a tissue or a big system inside the body, what characterizes the connection between a cell and some tissue or a certain organ and the rest of the body? Does the hierarchy change the kind of connection, or it's the same principle all the way on all levels? I'm asking in terms of the relationship between some particular organ and something that's higher than it itself is. To the extent to which the part you're talking about is higher, more exalted, it's more important to the body and determines more. A flaw that you have in your brain isn't the same as the flaw in your pinky. Yeah, but in terms of the connection itself, the way a cell connects with tissue or an organ connects with the rest of the body, I'm talking about the relationship, attitude. It's the same. Like we said, that all in all, it depends only on the importance in regard to the functioning of the body. And a smaller part inside of something bigger, like a cell and a tissue or the brain with the rest of the body, the relationship between them, even though that they're on different levels of the hierarchy, they work by the same law? Yeah? Okay, now if I take a general overview, what allows all these different parts and all of different levels with all their different functions that even might seem contradicting at times, what allows this system called the body to be synchronized? The vital force. What is that force? It doesn't exist in the body. It's outside of the body. In general, the body that we see, it's not our real body. It's how it seems to us. What we feel isn't real. But this is how we feel it in our senses, that this is as if how we know ourselves. I feel that I'm alive, that I'm warm, that I have different pressures, that I have entries, exits, all these things. All of that is the way that I perceive myself. But really, I don't see myself. I don't see my body. My real, true body. I don't see myself. This is how it's perceived in my senses. Were I to see myself correctly, I'd see myself as a kind of a cloud of energy. If really we were to look from above, at people, at mankind, yeah. And we try to see whether there's some kind of a connection between this and some general system, what would we see? Because What I'm trying to understand is the comparison between the relationships between the different cells and systems in the human body and suppose looking at all of the bodies of mankind as kinds of cells. We'd also see that it's one body that's also divided into different parts and between these parts that exist in nature because the entire universe doesn't matter. You'll start differentiating in it different kinds of connections like in the human body, meaning that the entire universe is like a man that includes like different cells, systems, subsystems, and so on. Okay, previously you said that our body is the most wondrous thing in creation. So, if I look at our animate living body of a single person and all the relationships that exist between the different parts out of which this body or system consists of, what's the main thing that I can learn from this? As a human being, in regard to our relationships, that this body wants to keep itself in every given moment, despite the changing data given to sustain itself in the best possible way for its existence, and to be ready to carry out orders given by a higher degree called Adam, man in Hebrew, which is higher than the body, above it, because the body is on the animate level, and the human level obliges it. Every cell in the body contains all the hereditary material of the entire body. Yeah. Why does it work that way? What does it mean? What for? The individual and the collective and the individual, the particular, it's like that in all of creation and everything. An atom includes inside of it everything that exists in the entire universe. And this is something that the sages discovered a long time ago and said about it, that a single man is like the whole of creation. The collective and the individual are equal. Where does this come from? By the wisdom of Kabbalah, it comes from the Havaya, or from the 10 original Sfirot, that there could be other billions and billions of other Sfirot, but all in all, it's 10 Sfirot and no more. Our body consists of many components. Does each of these components have a uniqueness that nothing else has? Uniqueness how? That it's unique, that there is none else like it, that this is a unique cell and no cell is like it. Of course. And where does this come from? Because there is a collection of particular Sfirot there. What are Sfirot? Components that are typical only of it and no one else. And is it important for the sustenance of a connected system that each part in it will be unique? Yes, unique on the one hand, and on the other hand, all of these unique things, they're also similar to one another, and they connect and connect to the main body, which is one man. All in all, the entire system of nature is one man. Spiritual, corporeal, doesn't matter, but it's one man. Why does the human body consist of many little cells? Everything we have in the human body, it's all a result of the soul. The soul, in order to correct itself, has to go through many shatterings and connections. In the beginning of the show, you said that there is the living body and there is the human being, the man level in a person. Now, the soul is, that's from the man level. Okay, so actually, if we look at our physical body, then the physical body divided into all of these cells and systems and so on, because of this need called the soul, it's a projection. Okay. There's nothing about it that has a need in and of itself. Okay, looking at the relationship between a single cell and the body and the general body, the body itself, okay? In general, how can we define a correct relationship between a cell and the body, or incorrect relationship? The cell is 10 original sfirot. What are these 10 sfirot? It's like a cell. A cell. How else to put it? These 10 components, they as if exist in the nucleus of the cell, or they're the basis.
Yeah.
So again, what is a correct or incorrect relationship between a single cell and the general body? That the cell obeys the body, and the body knows and feels all of its cells, and the way that they connect in it, and entirely build it. And if we want to learn from spirituality, then just like the structure of the cell are 10 parts that are ideally interconnected between them, mutually, the same way, the entire body, like a cell, consists of and includes 10 parts. Inside the body, there are different systems, like the nervous system, immune system, digestive system, breathing system. Why? In order to sustain this one system called the body, there are so many different systems. Why was it impossible to create it in a simpler way? Why so many systems, so many things, in order to eventually create one thing that functions properly? What we discover in this world is the result of the inner development, which is the soul, the spiritual part, the spiritual object, the spiritual body, and this soul, when it develops, it reaches a state where it cascades into the degrees of matter. And then it starts establishing itself in matter. In flesh, for example, on the animate level, and then the vegetative, and then the still. And these degrees of the animate, the vegetative, and the still are a result of the spiritual degree of the soul. And therefore, our corporeal body is built similarly to the structure of the soul. And if we want to correctly learn what's going on with the corporeal body, we have to learn about the soul. One of the principles you mentioned that seemed to me as very important in order to sustain a connected system is support. You said that between the parts that compose the body, there's no competition, but only support. How would you characterize this support, and why does it seem as something necessary in order to sustain a connected system? In nature, besides man, all the other systems, the still, the vegetative, and the animate, each level in and of itself works harmoniously, and also all these degrees, levels, work harmoniously between them, in consent and mutuality. But besides that, there's a system called Adam, literally meaning man in Hebrew, and this system is corrupted, and it projects these corrupted implications onto the rest of the degrees of nature, the still, the vegetative, and the animate, and therefore we see animals eating each other and eating the vegetative, and the vegetative too, and in the still you have hurricanes and volcanoes and everything. Everything's out of balance because the disbalance is brought about by man who is on the highest degree and that is integrated with everything. This is very interesting. It means that man, he's like what? Like the nervous system of this body? The upper superior system. Because really, even in the human body, there are systems that if something goes wrong there, it distorts the entire system. This is what's going on here. So this upper system, it's similar to what in the body. I thought about the nervous system because the nervous system can... First and foremost, it's the brain that gives corrupted orders to the entire system. Okay, so because mankind is a kind of brain of the whole of nature, then once the brain gives incorrect orders, the entire body suffers on all levels. Yeah. Now, in relation to what we said about a connected system like the body, what are corrupted orders? Corrupted meaning that they're not beneficial to the correct and balanced functioning of the general body. Previously, you said that the condition for the correct functioning is that one cell in the body listens to the body, and the body on its part knows and feels all of its cells and how they comprise it and so on. What allows this synchronization where the individual listens to the collective and the collective feels all of the individuals? Ruach, spirit, what is that? It's the general force that exists above the flesh tissue. Can you explain a bit? And above the nervous system, above the system of thoughts and thinking, there is another greater degree called man, Adam, where the main functioning of the body is. And this general force that you call Ruach, spirit, it is the magic that allows all these parts to put together this living and functioning system? Yes. Last question. We, as human beings, when I look from above at mankind, can we also find such a force that will dwell among us, this kind of Ruach, spirit, that will connect us in a way that will be like one body? Yeah, this is the purpose of our existence. The purpose of our existence? Yeah. That between us, we exist in a corrupted form, like a body that's falling apart, that's disintegrating. This is our situation, that we're really disintegrating like a dead body. And we have to revive ourselves from this state of dust, as it says. And to reach a state where we will ascend. To what? Like it says about the dry bones, that they get up and start connecting into bodies with flesh and everything. You don't mean that. What I'm saying is that this is how we have to internally ascend, rise. But you see, this is how it's expressed, explained. So you're talking about a new quality of connection between people? Yes. And what's new about it? Life. Enlivenment, as opposed to how we are today, which is dead. I'm alive, I'm a man, I'm alive, you're alive, you're talking to me. Pardon me, but you're living as a beast, not as a human being, as a man. What does it mean to live as a man? This we'll leave for our next show. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. We'll be there. Don't forget. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best. Yeah.